The Florida Department of Transportation recently completed Sunrail's full 61 miles, running north and south through Orlando. Now it's in the process of handing ownership and funding responsibilities for Central Florida's commuter rail system over to local governments. At the same time, they're exploring a possible expansion called the Sunshine Corridor. For some, as Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns reports, questions remain about whether it's worth the cost.
Paul Satchfield is on the DeBary Station platform shortly before sunrise. He'll be taking the 6:30 train to his job in Kissimmee. It's an hour and 20-minute train ride. A few other passengers have wandered in, some pushing bicycles, some chatting with fellow travelers.
This is just a less stressful way to get to work, more than anything. You know, it takes you a little bit longer, but it's worth it, you know, stress-wise, money-wise.
His monthly Sunrail pass at $140 saves him a lot of money on gas and tolls. Satchfield climbs aboard. At this point, the upper level with its tables on either side is mostly empty.
You grab a table, hook onto the Wi-Fi, which is usually pretty reliable on the train, and just start working. And it's pretty convenient.
He often looks out at the traffic on Interstate 4, or as he calls it, the Thunderdome.
When you see the cars stopped and traffic stop and go, and you're just going right along, heading towards your destination, it's a relief.
So what would Satchfield say to one of those motorists who's stuck in traffic?
I'd say, if you can, get a job that's close to a train station.
And therein lies one of the challenges for Sunrail. Because it's built on an old freight corridor, it doesn't necessarily go where the people live or where they work. Sunrail has partnerships with Lynx and other transit services to address that connectivity issue as it competes for riders against Central Florida's overcrowded highways. So far, it's not winning that competition. Ridership has ticked up in recent years after it plummeted during the pandemic, but it's still low. In March, Sunrail reported an average of about 6,000 one-way trips on the days it ran. In 2 years of riding the train, Satchfield has seen it get better. Now he says,
each little pod has usually got one, if not two people in it, so the ridership is increasing.
UCF professor Chayuen Yu says Sunrail's low ridership is partly tied to structural limitations, like its limited hours of operation, the lack of weekend service, and the placement of its stations. All those factors reduce its convenience and competitiveness compared to driving. Yu says potential riders, commuters like Satchfield, weigh their options, looking at things like the cost and availability of parking and the ease of getting to and from the station. But Yu says Sunrail does have a winning argument, gridlock.
My understanding from my research point of view is we need Sunrail badly. People will consider public transportation when they stuck in the traffic for a long time.
If there's no congestion, they'll choose the door-to-door convenience of driving. Yu says that's why investment in I-4's express lanes actually undercut commuter rail.
And we cannot make two options better at the same time. We enhance the quality of I-4, and also we want to attract people to take the Sunrail. It's very, very difficult.
The more riders Sunrail has, the more cost-effective it is, as measured by the operating expense for every mile a passenger travels. In 2023, Sunrail came in at $3.93 per passenger mile, which was 236% higher than the national average. Seminole County Commissioner Amy Lockhart rides the train and is a convert to Sunrail. Beyond costly road construction, she says it's another, quote, tool in the toolbox to serve the region's growing population.
We're kind of adolescents still in this transportation game, and we're growing up, and this is a part of that.
She chairs the Central Florida Commuter Rail Commission, which represents Orlando and four counties, Orange, Osceola, Seminole, and Volusia. The CFCRC is taking charge of Sunrail. Next fiscal year, taxpayers in those counties will pay about $63.5 million. More than half Sunrail's overall budget of $110 million.
The feedback that I'm getting from people who use the train is that they love it and they want to use it more. Are there still people out there who feel like it's a waste of money? Absolutely.
So she wants more people to experience Sunrail. Extending the hours and adding weekend service will help. Doing so would also come at a significant cost.
It's the chicken or the egg, right? Which comes first? It's a lot easier to have people get excited about something when you first give them a taste of what it could be.
But Lockhart says the biggest boost for ridership will come with the Sunshine Corridor. Over the next decade or so, it would extend new lines connecting workers and tourists to the airport, convention center, International Drive, and possibly the Disney Springs area. It would also get Brightline going on its connection to Tampa. Estimates of the cost exceed $4 billion. But a two-year, $6 million Project Development and Environment Study, or PD&E, will give planners a better idea just how many billions of dollars from multiple sources it would take. In Orange County, Commissioner Myra Uribe says only then can they talk about whether it's possible and whether it's worth it.
We are all looking at every kind of way that we can alleviate traffic congestion, what the future of transportation looks like. But what we don't talk about enough is that cost and who will be responsible for paying it.
She says the ridership numbers are dismal.
I mean, we're talking less than 0.1% of our population actually uses Sunrail.
The Sunshine Corridor could dramatically change the ridership picture. An FDOT study projects the complete expansion would draw 9.4 million trips in 2040. Ridership on the current line was 1.2 million last year. You, the expert at UCF, says the expansion would connect high traffic destinations.
And this linking can significantly improve access and also reduce the traffic congestion and also support the regional job market.
You says it makes good sense from a mobility and an economic standpoint. Central Florida will have to decide if those benefits are worth the cost. Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.